96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. It is holiday party time. Time for you to look good from before Christmas all the way to New Year's Eve. But how do you look your best, and what should you wear or not wear when you're going to these holiday parties? Oh, and by the way, what on earth are you going to do to your hair? You're probably looking at the mirror and saying, oh my goodness, I'm a hot mess. But we're going to turn you from hot mess to just hot. My style experts are here to get you through without looking like you just threw something on or just woke up and rolled out of bed. Marissa Robinson is a master hair and makeup stylist with Bill Lawrence Hair Salon. And Kenny Cass Flanagan, he's back. He's a fashion stylist and designer. Okay, free advice. Operative word free. Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Harold Fisher, WHUR, or on Twitter at Daily Drum, WHUR, or at H Fisher, WHUR. Hey, gang, what's happening?
Hey.
Looking good. Look at you. Just look. Y'all could just go right now to the party.
Hey.
Stay ready.
Is there...
ready.
She said, stay ready. You woke up like this. Going to go straight to bed, just like that, too.
Blindness.
I know.
Y'all see what's going on, right? I'm enjoying this right now.
You look good, too, Kenny.
Hey, I appreciate it.
I put on the ascot just for you, my brother.
Tonight. My man, you look good, man. I love it.
So let's start with the ladies first and foremost. We have a little more than a week. Actually, 2 weeks, really, before New Year's Eve. What should women who are planning to, you know, take it to the top, what should they be thinking about right now, Marissa?
Right now, you should be thinking about texture. Texture has been a huge movement all year long. You've seen it in all the magazines, every nationality, and a lot of women are wearing their natural hair. One of the things you can do to, you know, increase that holiday glam with your texture is you can add hair jewelry to your hair. You see a lot of that.
Wait, whoa. Hair jewelry?
Hair jewelry.
Do you have hair? Because I saw when you walked in, you were dragging your hair on the floor. All that hair you got on your, all that natural hair.
Wait. We got to let
natural
this.
So what is hair jewelry? That's something new. I've never heard of that.
For example, I went to the Lauryn Hill show the other night and she had glitter in her part.
Okay.
Right? So just a touch of sparkle in your mane makes a big difference for your holiday glam.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So is it spray on, stick on?
All of it. Headbands, ribbon, lace, actual brooches, hair jewelry you can add to your braids or faux locks. You can do it all. But the important thing is to bling and simply. You know, you don't want to overdo it.
Oh, God,
but
yes.
Yes, please. Let's not go out ornament style. Uh-huh. But you
don't
do
look like a
don't look like a tree.
Yeah, don't go out looking like a tree.
Don't look like
you
a
see
tree.
How they do, ladies. So, you know, keep it tasteful. Keep That's it right. tasteful. Okay. But just a little touch can make a big difference. And it can make some simple style go a long way. And then you get a lot of compliments. You'll love it in pictures. And it goes well with what I'm sure our designer here has for us.
Okay. Let's talk about that because I have some other hair questions
for
you also.
Sure.
But let's talk a little bit about what to wear. And again, we're talking about men and women, but of course, ladies first. Okay. So, Kenny, when you're talking about what the lady should wear, let us assume, for example, that this is going to be, you know, a really dressy affair, but also an affair that you need to, you know, be able to shake a tail feather or two. So what do you suggest for the lady?
So it's two different things. So some ladies, they will get out here and get these long trails.
Mm-hmm.
I do not suggest that. That's for the red carpet. Because then, as you're saying, shake the tail feather, they can't move. They're worrying about somebody stepping on their trail. So really something that's more so like ankle length or a little bit lower than ankle length, just brushing across the floor. Mm-hmm. But also know your body. You know your body. Some people sweat a little bit harder than others. So if you want your arms out, it's okay to wear your arms out. You know, it's okay to wear pickaboo shoes, too, because a lot of people ask me, is it okay? Can I show my toes? Can I not show my toes? Absolutely, you can. You're not cold inside.
Mm-hmm. But make sure the toes are done.
Make sure the toes are done. Absolutely.
That's so important.
But I'm noticing now a lot of women are more into the more form-figured gowns because now, not trying to tell on women, but a lot of them are snatched up underneath, so now they can really give you that hourglass, and that's fine. If that's mm-hmm. what you got to do, then let's do it. But know where you're going. You know, understand who your date is too, because you want to compliment each other.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because, and I know a lot of the ladies wear Spanx, and these days it's easier to tell who has Spanx because usually they have oxygen masks on as well because they can't breathe.
But you know what though? It's so funny. Even the slender women are wearing Spanx and wearing...
Why are you wearing Spanx
when you got a six-pack?
Spanx are your friend. Don't hate.
Okay, I'm Spanx not going to
Spanx are cool.
But colors, though, you know your colors, you know. Blue, red, gray, brown. Emerald green has been a very, very popular color right now, so you may see a lot of that. Black, of course. You can't never go wrong with black. And especially with the men... I'm telling the men this year, go out and really, really get a really nice tux or a magnificent blazer. Blazers are really in right now to whereas men are wearing sequins blazers now. They're wearing blazers with patterns in them and things of that nature. And you know, just kind of spruce it up. Don't be afraid of colors. Even though we live in the nation's capital, you still can spruce up a little bit with the colors. If you're not ready, do a funky pocket square.
Mm-hmm.
Pop something out. Do a nice lapel pin. There's something that's going to accent the suit out. But main thing, make sure that cut is right. If that cut isn't right on that suit, then your whole suit is messed up.
Whether you have it made
care.
Or off the rack.
I don't care if you have it made or off the rack. Make sure that the cut is right. Find yourself a great tailor, men and ladies. Because I'm getting a lot of women who now, actually, I'm doing a couple, they want to wear tuxedo suits for their New Year's Eve.
Oh, I bet you that could be really, really hot. Really
absolutely.
Hot. Ladies.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nice and white.
Absolutely.
Ivory.
Let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about making sure you're glammed up for holiday parties all the way up to New Year's Eve. Not only what you're wearing, but also what's going on with your hair. And look, ladies, if you have makeup questions... We're answering those as well. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Karen, calling from Fort Washington. What's going on, Karen?
Hi. I have a question. My hair is starting to gray, but it's predominantly gray in the top. And I know I'm going to wear black, but I was asking what type of hairstyle should I go with so that my gray doesn't overpower the look?
Oh, you should definitely put your hair up. You know, talk to your stylist or come see me, but you can definitely do a nice updo for the holidays. It doesn't have to be anything stiff. It could be messy. It can be loose. You can definitely have some texture, some volume, but you want to distract from that gray and really accentuate your other qualities that you're most comfortable with.
What's messy?
Messy. Okay. Messy hair is nice.
Yeah, we can't do messy hair or attitudes. But
how long is your hair? Is your hair pretty long?
Yeah, it's pretty long. It's at least mid shoulder.
Mid shoulder?
Okay.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a little daring and do a ponytail with it and show the gray going down the streak?
That is my normal hairstyle. I'm actually
she says she wants to change it up.
I'm like That's what I look like with my ponytail. I actually heard one of my students say, "You look like Malibu Barbie."
Cute.
So
I'm trying to get away from the ponytail. So that's what I was trying to think of. What could I do with my hair?
How about a swoop to the side?
What's a swoop?
Where it's on the side, it comes down in your face, parted, heavy on one side or the other.
Oh, covering an eye.
Covering an eye, kind of like an Aaliyah kind of flow going on. Also, what you could do, you could also add some clip-ins.
Hey.
That could also lighten your load, and you could have it match your color perfectly or add an additional color and blend it in with what you have going on. That always makes things fun and exciting and away from your norm.
And real quick, before I let you go, Karen, I want to get back to messy. What is messy?
So messy comes from, you can have, like, you know, a nice roller set or textured hair, like something like what I have in studio, which the people can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And something, you know, you put it all the way up and you have pieces neatly organized, but it starts out with a lot of texture.
More whimsical.
More soft, you know, touchable.
Okay. Yeah, but don't touch her hair.
Don't touch her hair.
Okay. You want to. You hear that, Karen?
That'd be a little risky. I might try the little whimsical look and maybe with a clip or something to
add. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and don't hate the gray, Karen. It's wisdom.
I'm not. I'm just trying to get used to it. It's passed down from generations.
See, you might want to even try some hair jewelry just to accent it out. Have some fun.
Yeah.
Don't think about it so much. Have fun with it.
Okay. Well, Karen, thank you so much, and have fun when you go to the parties. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about glamming you up and looking good, men and women, during the holiday parties, even all the way up until New Year's Eve. I'm here with Marissa Robinson, master hair and makeup stylist, with Bill Lawrence and Kenny Cass Flanagan, fashion stylist and designer. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Delonte calling from Alexandria. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing just fine.
Good. So I just kind of have a question. You guys said something about, you know, wearing something that complements, you know, your significant other. And my question is, you know, for the designer, what would you recommend for, you know, like maybe a same-sex couple? I don't want to pretty much dress my partner and myself up and we look like Where's Waldo, or, you know, we're at Six Flags together.
Exactly. I would hope you wouldn't do that. Here's my suggestion. How about this? Why don't you do a funky jacket and something basic, like basic pants and a shirt? Let him do some funky pants and maybe a basic top.
Okay, I can see that.
You know, you can see that. Oh, maybe if you do a blazer, he doesn't do a blazer. He'll do a bow tie with a nice shirt, nice pair of pants. You know, just have some fun with it. But I'll tell you this, please don't dress alike.
Well, see, that's my thing. I definitely don't want to dress us alike. I mean, I show up, I show out. You know, I'm.
Hey, I like you, man.
To a T. But we host a pretty extravagant, you know, New Year's Eve party every year. And last year, my partner just thought that it was okay to pretty much wear sweatpants. And then I had all of my friends looking at me sideways, like, who did you, you know, what's
oh, no, we can't
on?
Have that.
Is there a, Delonte, let me ask you, do you have a color scheme or a theme?
Our theme for our New Year's Eve party is kind of like a roaring 20s theme this year.
Oh, but then there you go. So then why don't you, he can wear like a double-breasted vest, you know, some pants, a nice shirt with an ascot in it. And then you can go with something more of a suit, you know, mix the patterns maybe a little bit, wear a hat.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know what I was also thinking, roaring 20s, man, that sounds like a lot of fun. Hey, look, even if you both wear black, okay, so why not you wear tails and he not?
Correct.
You know what I mean? So you still have, you know, and he may wear, you know.
He may wear a white jacket and you may wear a different color jacket.
He may be in a bow tie, mm-hmm. and he may be in a necktie, but you're still similar, but not exactly the
same. And you're staying true to the theme.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So you can switch up your hair, too. You guys can kind of compliment each other with that.
Okay.
All my edges are going to be laid now.
See? Classic man.
Delonte, look, enjoy that party. I'm sure we're all looking for invitations. Thank you so much. And listen, if you're on the line right now, that includes Teresa calling from D.C. and Dee Dee calling from Glendale. Please do not hang up. We're going to take your phone calls in just a few seconds. Lines are still open. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're going to help you look good for those holiday parties, particularly New Year's Eve parties. Makeup, hair, what to wear, men and women, free advice, lines are still open. We'll be back in just a minute. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a few seconds.